Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Tom Wyda. Dr. Wyda is an Associate Dean for Clinical Affairs for the college and Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center, which the college operates. He is also Professor of Family, Internal, and Rural Medicine. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Wyda.
Great to be with you, Tamika.
Today's topic is the rise in COVID cases. What are some of the signs that COVID is rising?
Well, we're seeing more positive cases in our clinic. They're seeing a few rise of clinic cases in the hospital. So we're seeing an increase, and there's a new variant out, and that's probably one of the reasons for that increase. It's the Eris variant that's out there. It is a variant of Omicron. So it's not radically different from that, but it does present a little more infectivity than the previous variants.
Is it very contagious, or what should we
Well, it seems to be spreading and spreading a bit. It's about, right now, prevalence is about 17% of the cases are from that, 16% from the previous variant, and then a whole bunch of other variants. And so, you know, this Omicron keeps changing, but at least at this point, it isn't like the big switch from Delta to Omicron, because that's when we saw a huge rise of cases. This is just a minor change.
And what are the symptoms of this new strain?
Well, symptoms are going to be very similar to all the other symptoms and very similar to every cold symptom you ever had. So it's going to be runny nose, cough, fever, chills, tiredness. It could be headache. You have a lot of fatigue. That's probably a real big one. Certainly what's unique sometimes to COVID is the loss of taste or smell, but that doesn't always have to be there. You can have diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting. So guess what? It looks like everything else on the planet.
And how do these strains come about?
Well, these virus critters are smart, and so when they get blocked in one area of getting into the cell, they mutate. And so their little spike protein, you know, we've seen those pictures with all the little spikes around it. That's why it's called COVID or coronavirus, because it looks like a little crown. That's one of those proteins changes slightly, which allows it to get into the cell or attach to the cell more effectively than the previous version.
And how long do these strains usually stick around?
Well, the original alpha strain is very minor. It hasn't been around. It's not around much at all anymore. So again, the viruses keep mutating, just like the flu virus keeps mutating. So you need to always seem to have to catch up, particularly with both treatment and also with prevention.
And why do you think COVID is rising?
Well, you know, usually we see a real lull in the summer, but this has been such a hot summer. People are indoors, and so because of air conditioning, so they're all inside and they're breathing all the same air. Plus, now we're just starting to see children back in school. They started usually at the beginning of August, and we always see an increase of infectious diseases, colds, flus, etc., at the beginning of the school year. So that's not unusual, and this is another infectious virus. We're going to see an increase.
And how do we protect ourselves from this virus?
Well, the best way is getting a COVID vaccine. Right now, what's being offered is a bivalent vaccine, and that's basically it's called bivalent because it has two different types of antigen strains in it. One is the old one, but the other one is for the Omicron variant. So they feel it should be protective against this new variant, Eris. However, coming in September, late September, maybe early October, will be a new monovalent vaccine. They're going to stop the bivalent because most everything is Omicron, and so you just have a monovalent vaccine that has been targeted more for the recent changes and the recent variants. So that's one I would definitely recommend people get, along with, of course, the good old flu shot, because guess what? That has not gone away, and so it's very important to get protected against both.
And you touched on it a little bit about the vaccine. Everybody should get it. Is it 6 months and older? What's the rule for that?
Yes, for the vaccine, it'll be 6 months and older. Certainly, your elderly will want to get the vaccine, even if they've been boosted in the past. Again, this will be a new variant. Still don't have the exact guidelines as whether you have to wait 4 months from the last booster you had or not, but I suspect that there may be a little bit of a lag in time. And again, it depends on whether you have a lot of serious medical conditions. They may boost that earlier.
And you touched on a little bit about the boosters and things like that. Is it just one dose? Do we just take one vaccine? You know, at one point, it seemed like we were just getting stuck all the time.
Well, at this point, it looks like it's just one shot for some. For depending on the age range, it may be two shots. And depending on the type of vaccine, it may be two shots. So it varies on the manufacturer. It varies on the type of vaccine. So there actually are three different types. Two of them are the M vaccine, which is the mitochondrial type vaccine. The third one is sort of the more traditional type of vaccine. That's one shot, but we're not sure how that will work exactly with the new variant. But certainly the two newer ones, the M variants, will probably be a little bit better.
And if we have to wait in between, what's the waiting time? Is it 30 days? Or?
Normally, what we've been in the past, it's been about 4 months. But again, I'm not sure what will be the current recommendations, because those vaccines have not been officially approved yet by the FDA and the CDC. That will probably come at the end of September. But the idea for those vaccines is really to keep you out of the hospital. They may not necessarily prevent all symptoms or prevent you from getting COVID 100%, but the idea is they significantly reduce your need to be in the hospital, which then reduces your need to be in the intensive care unit, which in turn reduces your potential dying from COVID.
Very good advice. And what are the side effects to this vaccine?
Side effects of the vaccine would be like almost any vaccine. You're going to feel a little achy. You're going to feel tired. You might feel a little bit symptomatic, because what happens is your body now is ramping up, building up antibodies to this new invader. And so that takes body energy to do. And so that's why you're going to sort of feel achy for a day or two. Some people get, I know my wife got really severe headaches for a day, and then that went away. So there can be a lot of different type of side effects, because it's a very unusual virus.
And how long does it take to last? Like, say, for instance, if I get the shot Thursday, when does it start working, if that makes sense?
Usually a vaccine's going to start kicking in and be effective in about 2 weeks. Up to 6 weeks. Again, everybody's a little different with that. And I know the next question will be, well, am I going to have to get a vaccine every year? And they haven't really said, although we suspect it may be that case, that you'll need to get a COVID vaccine every year. But fortunately, unlike in the past, it may not be like every 6 months or every 4 months they're coming out with a new vaccine. It looks like it may be every year.
And let's talk about the boosters a little bit. How often should people get those, and who should get boosters?
Well, like I said, what's coming down the pike here in September, October, will just be that initial series or booster. It's the same vaccine, whether it's a booster for you or if you've never had the vaccine, it's the same vaccine.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, if you do get COVID, it's certainly, if you're having breathing difficulties, you need to seek medical attention. There is medication available to help treat COVID, which again decreases hospitalization. Paxlovid, you may have heard of that. And so that is something that should be started very early in the course of disease. It's not as effective later on, because again, what it's doing, it's attacking the actual virus, whereas later on, a lot of your symptoms are because of the side effects of what damage the virus has done.
And what's the window for COVID now? It was 2 weeks when we first started. It was like you have to be away from people for like 14 days.
Okay, if you get COVID, if you're COVID positive, you should isolate yourself for 5 days. Now, That starts, say you get tested or you start with symptoms today, that's considered day zero. The next day is day one. And so you isolate for 5 days. If then your symptoms have gotten a lot better, you have no fever for more than 24 hours without fever-reducing medication, you can go back to work or back to school. They recommend wearing a mask yet to complete a full 10 days. If, on the other hand, you're really severely sick, if you had trouble breathing or were hospitalized, they're recommending isolation for a full 10 days.
And talk about being contagious. Are you contagious before you start showing symptoms or while you have symptoms? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you may be contagious a little bit before you start having symptoms. That's been that way in the past. But again, at this point, because a lot of people have either had COVID or have had vaccinations, it seems to be less severe cases than we've had in the past. And so it certainly is important. It certainly is a good reason to get vaccinated. Unfortunately, Alabama has one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's just reluctance to get another shot. You know, you got shot fatigue, and you have a lot of folks in rural communities that may not have access to the vaccine or access to healthcare providers as they do in other states.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Wider, for this week's Health Matters Report.
And thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.